Call the meeting to order at 10:00 a.m. And I will first entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes from our June 15th meeting, which were circulated a couple.
So moved.
Second.
I beat you, sorry.
John Johnson, any discussion or necessary changes? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, Andrew, public line still vacant?
Yes.
Okay, great. John Henshaw, I'll turn it over to you and the team for the financial update.
Sure, so Jim is going to provide us with the financial update. You may recall that Jim is our OPM consultant and interim controller. Jim?
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
At the year end, June 2021, general operations total revenue has landed at $863,000. That's $929,000 under budget, primarily driven by lease rent that we did not receive from the state pier. Under operating expenses.
I'll just note that we have now, at the start of this fiscal year, received that payment that we had originally anticipated late in last fiscal year. So that money is now in hand.
A delightful way to start the year.
Yes.
Okay, so under operating expenses, we have total salaries of $563,000, which is $172,000 under budget, primarily driven by staff vacancies. Contractual services total $398,000, add a little bit of marketing and development costs. Of $595. Total contractual services, $398,000, and that is including an $85,000 surplus, I'm going to say due to COVID relative to the market and budget development activity. Administrative and general expenses, total $214,000. Subtotal operating expenses $1,176,000. We have to add an impact fee from New London for $155,000, which gives us a total of total expenses $1,331,000. That number again is $1,331,000 against revenue of $863,000. We have a deficit of $468,000. We do anticipate, these are preliminary, and we do anticipate additional costs for the New London revenue share, the OPM consultant costs, and a few additional invoices relative to the fisherman's study. Does anybody have any questions? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just note that at some point we're probably going to have to, you know, have some document that just shows a multi-year, since we're in this weird sort of whiplash scenario with our primary revenue source being, you know, sort of odd timing, and so we're in this kind of couple year or probably 3 year sequence where the deficits and surpluses are gonna, you know, offset each other, but be relatively significant. But when taken as a whole over that, you know, over the entirety of the construction period, we should be, you know, in good shape. But each individual year could look very good, as last year did, or not so good, as this just closed year did.
I'll make a note of that. Thank you. Sounds like a great idea.
Questions or comments from any members of the committee?
How much was the lease payment again that we got late, that we got this year? Right.
$1,250,000.
Okay, thanks.
An overall question, with our
What's the total amount that we're putting into this project, we being the state and CPA versus the private? What's the split again? Is it 187 or 167 for us?
John, can you talk to that? I don't know.
Yeah, I believe it's 100 and, let me do my math here quickly. Yes, it's it's 165.
165, okay. And the balance is private, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
I get 160, John.
160 and 0.5.
I'm sorry, 160.
Yeah, so 160, okay. 500.
Okay.
Which is 68% of total.
Thanks. And at the end of the day, we own the pier.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And we'll make more every year on operations as a result of the facility being enhanced.
Absolutely. I just think that all of us, you know, in our conversations wherever we go, should have that number locked in. Everybody's accused of people out there that are accusing us of spending $235 million.
Correct.
Which is not
well, and especially I would say somehow there's this kind of 80-20 that's gotten out there as the split. And
yeah.
It's not 80-20. It's
no, it isn't.
68-32. It's,
yeah, exactly.
You know, they're paying a solid third of it.
It's so easy to distort numbers, and then people come to believe what they read rather than what they hear, you know?
A lot of fake news out there.
Yes, indeed. So has been for a long, long time.
Any other questions from anyone on the close of last fiscal year? All right, anything else in the financial update, guys?
I don't believe so. We did include a copy of the budget that was approved in the last Finance Committee meeting.
Can we have a few questions about that just for clarification?
Sure.
Under the lease rent, which is projected revenue $1.25 million from NEO, if not received in fiscal year 2021, is if the right word because we didn't receive it?
So we did not receive it. We did receive it on July 1st, the very first day of FY22.
You know, this is a document that may be in parentheses, John. There could be a notation that the exact date when we received it. Or
that's a good idea.
Either that or a footnote at the end of the budget.
Yep.
Yeah, we can do that. No problem. Thank you, John.
Okay. Just one other question. Down on salaries for staff. I think it's obvious that it's a 50% increase, and that is dependent, I guess, on us getting a financial director.
All right.
And does it include any other staff?
No.
No. So that just accounts for the 50% increase. Accounts for one person.
Well, and the fact that we were understaffed from the previous year.
Yeah, well, I know we are. We are terribly understaffed.
Right.
You know, I would think that we would need more staff than what we have there right now. That's for sure. But that's all I have.
Any other comments or questions? I'm not sure if we have anything in the OPM
update. Yeah, the only thing I can add on the OPM update is we do agreement to extend the MOU with OPM was extended to September 30th in the last board meeting. I still have not received an executed copy from the secretary, but when I do, I will execute on our side.
Great. Any questions from anyone on that?
I read a squib in the paper this morning, I think, that our last $50 million is in front of the bond commission this week. Is that true?
That's correct. It's number three on the agenda on this Friday's meeting.
Okay. Along with the 1.3 to pull down,
yep,
those towers. And so that space, I guess, is, I don't know whether that space is going to have any effect on us or not. Do we know anything about that yet?
I don't know that it would have any effect on us, but hopefully it'll put the city in a better position to market to some of the companies that may want to co-locate near us.
Yeah, right. Good. Okay. There's no plans, to the best of your knowledge, that Eversource or SAT is going to use it, right?
Correct. Correct. I suppose that there's a chance that one of the OEMs that they work with may have a need for more space, but I think, you know, the facility itself is pretty much calibrated to meet their spatial needs within.
Sure. The community. Yeah.
All right, this may be a really quick one, folks. Any old business? Any new business? All right.
Maybe John Henshaw, if the OPM, I'm sorry, if the bond commission passes that 50, that's our last payment, right? That's the last money we're looking for. Or maybe
yeah, that
just
gets
let us.
That gets us to our full capital stack.
Yeah, right.
Project.
And maybe you could just let at least the finance committee know.
Cool. Will do.
Great. Anything else folks want to bring up before we break? All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Partner. All right. Is adjourned at 10:13. Thanks everyone for your time, and we'll chat next week.
Great. Thank you. Thanks all. Bye-bye.
Bye.